name is Katrina Kibben, and you're listening to the Three Ears Media Podcast. The Three Ears Media Podcast isn't really a podcast at all. It's a recording of a letter that you can read every week over at katrinakibben.com. It's not about recruiting either. If you know Three Ears Media, you know that we're the expert for job post writing. But the letter we write every Friday is all about the people and the stories behind those job postings. It's the stories of the people we meet every week and the thoughts that we have that we just can't shake. I hope you enjoy this week's letter. This week's letter is called Avoiding Lazy. Lazy is the worst four-letter word you can be called by my family. While it wasn't so obvious to me at a young age, I could sense the constant urgency to just do something, whether it be work in the yard, take care of errands, or just pay the bills. You could not just sit still. You had to be doing something, and if not, you were lazy, and they would let you know about it. There were a series of rules you must follow to avoid the lazy label. You had to be up at a certain time, dressed a specific way, hair done. There was no such thing as putting off a project until tomorrow if you had time today. It left me with this lingering anxiety to be doing something all the time. In adulthood, this showed up most often every Friday night. When most people were out having margaritas with friends and resting, I was crafting my unachievable to-do list of every item that was a lower priority than work for the last 5 days. Pushing through my exhaustion from 40 hours of corporate America, I told myself that rest would be my big reward after getting it all done. I had to work first and earn my rest. I couldn't be lazy. Yet in all this avoidance of the lazy label, I never once asked myself if these people I considered the experts on hard work were happy. I've spent most of my life believing I was operating within some big equation of earning joy when the people who were working the hardest were the most miserable. Not being lazy earned them nothing but a piece of paper with meaningless tasks crossed out. A short-lived feeling of completion followed by more work because there was always more work to do. I mean, if hard work made you happy, if not being lazy earned rest, I would have been raised by some of the happiest, most well-rested people in the whole world. But that's not them. That's not what happens to most of us when we work ourselves to death and forget that happiness and our real life is with people, not to-do lists. No, we fall into depression, believing that somehow we're behind, that our best isn't good enough and our life will only get better by working more. I know, I did it to myself repeatedly, but breaking my rules on how much I work and what laziness mean have me working on some new lessons. Like learning each day that this hard work of doing enough to figure out if you are enough, it'll always just leave you feeling like less. That constant motion is part of the math that makes your life hard. That it's next to impossible to work your way out of the dread for another day. That hard work alone, it'll never make you happy. And most importantly, I've learned that lazy and rested is better than hardworking and hopeless any day. Thanks for listening to this week's letter and this episode of the Three Ears Media Podcast. My name is Katrina Kibben, and don't forget that you can read the letter and our weekly blog post over at katrinakibben.com or follow me on any social media channel by simply spelling my name correctly. Bonus, I'm the only Katrina Kibben in the world, so if you spell my name right, you will find me. I'll see you there. Until next week.